Hi, hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tracy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, what about my screen? Can you see my screen? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, can you see my screen? Hello, Tracy? Hello? Okay, that's it. Hi, good afternoon. Nice to see you this afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. What about my screen? Can you see
Yeah.
my screen? Very good. So yeah, by the way, my name is Teacher Erna, and nice to see you this afternoon, Tracy. So how are you this afternoon? Are you fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you now? Are you in school or at home?
School.
Ah, you're in school right now. Okay. So are you now ready with our class for this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So since we only have 25 minutes to discuss this class or to discuss this topic or lesson for today, so we will now start with our lesson this afternoon. So before anything else, Tracy, so I will ask you one question. What flower do you like?
I don't
Yes.
know it English.
Ah, you don't know the name. Okay. Can you just please describe the flower, like
The
the
color
color?
is purple and
Ah, okay. The color is purple.
just like many many flowers have many colors.
Ah, okay. I see. So the color is purple, like you said. So basically, like only one color? Only one? Oh, okay. So maybe, yeah, later on, you will like see your favorite flower because today we are going to identify or we will know those flowers because we have a lot of flowers. So today you will know some of those beautiful flowers. Okay, so to start with, and after you will tell me which one is your favorite. Okay, all
Okay.
right, so yeah, let's start. So I have here the first three. Okay, so I have here the first one, which is very common. Okay, so I have here the first flower. Okay, this one
Rose.
is a
Rose.
rose. Is there or do you see this one in your country? Do you have like this in your country in Taiwan?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have also like a red color or a different color?
Different color.
Okay. Different color. Okay, this one is a rose. What about the second flower? What's this one? It's a tulip. Okay, do you have this one in Taiwan?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your favorite because you said the color is purple. Okay, no. Next flower,
Daily. Daisy.
daisy. Okay, so this is Teacher Erna's favorite flower. So I like this one, daisy and the rose. Okay, next, So we have another.
Lily.
Lily. Okay. So have you seen this one in your country?
Yes.
Oh, does it have like the same color? Like
no.
Pinkish and no. So different.
I see is white.
What did you? Oh, okay. So it's maybe a different kind of lily because the color is white. Okay, this one, maybe this is your favorite. The next flower.
Orchid.
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 Okay, so yeah, this is like an orchid and it has a lot of colors like purple, yellow, white, and so many because here in the Philippines, so we have different colors of orchid. And this one is also like a beautiful flower. And also this one, we have another one.
Carnation.
Okay, this one is a carnation. So usually like the color is red and it looks like this. Yes, so, but it will just do like that. It will open like after how many days. Okay, next we have another one.
Sunflower.
Okay, so yeah, I think you really like know this flower, sunflower, because this is very common. Like, I think you have this one in Taiwan. Do you have like this in Taiwan? Okay, so what about the next we have?
Tulips.
Lotus.
Lotus flower.
Okay, this is a lotus flower. Yeah, it looks like this, like purple and like pinkish, yeah, color. And yeah, the appearance is just like also common. And we have this one.
Violet.
Yes, this is your favorite? Because no, the name also is violet. Next, this one we have.
Lavender.
Okay, we have the lavender. Okay. And
red. Iris.
Okay, iris. Okay. So iris. And we have number 12.
Plum blossom.
Okay, plum blossom. Do you have this one in Taiwan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Maybe every with spring or autumn? Spring.
Not spring. It's
fall.
Winter.
A winter. Ah, okay. Next flower.
Cherry blossom.
Yeah, I really like this one. Yeah, I want to see a real cherry blossom, like the tree of the cherry blossom. Yes. Do you have this one in Taiwan? Do you have like this?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Okay, what about number 14?
Honk blossom.
Okay, so yeah, among the different flowers that we talk about, did you already choose your favorite?
Yes.
Well, which one?
Lavender.
Oh, so this is the one that you like told me earlier that this is your favorite. Oh, wow. Do you have like this at home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So that's why this is your favorite. Okay, so thank you very much. So yeah, you already like knew some flowers and of course its name. So this time we will read a conversation. So between two people, between Tribor and Hazel. And let's try to know what's their favorite flowers because they are talking all about their favorite flowers. So let's try to see if you have the same choice of flower. Okay, so we have Tribor and Hazel discuss their favorite flowers. So this time, since I need two students to read, but then again, you don't have classmates, So I will be your classmate for this afternoon. Okay. So you will be Trevor and I am Hazel. So you are going to read the lines of Hazel. Me, you are going to read the lines of Trevor and I am Hazel. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's read it now.
I got some blossoms for you. They are your favorite, right?
Actually, cherry blossoms are my favorite, but I appreciate the thought.
How did I get that wrong? I remember you saying something about them.
Don't worry about it. It's easy to mix up those flowers.
Yeah, they both have five petals. Petals and white to light pink in color.
You really know your flowers. Hey, I'm curious. Do you have a favorite?
I can't decide.
Decide. I can't decide. Decide. Okay.
I love both. Lotus flowers and turn blossom.
It's okay to be like what? Okay, so they are discussing all about their favorite flowers. So this time we will know all about the favorite flower or flowers of Trevor. Yeah, by the way, Trevor. What's his favorite flower? Yeah, these are the two, Hazel and Trevor. Yeah, handsome and pretty. So let's try to know the favorite flower or flowers of Trevor. What's his favorite?
Two flowers.
Okay, what are those flowers?
Lotus flower and tongue blossom.
Very good. What about for Hazel? What's her favorite?
Hazel say cherry blossom is her favorite.
Okay, so yeah, it's different. You like lavender, I like rose and daisy, and Trevor likes lotus and tongue blossoms, and Hazel likes
cherry blossom.
So we have our different choices. Okay, next. So since they mentioned like some words here, so we will learn, or we will go back to the conversation and learn those words. So in the conversation, they use the word appreciate. So, okay, so I have here like giving thanks or like say thank you to someone. So I have here the example sentence. So appreciate means thanks and
thanks. I appreciate all your help.
Okay, so like giving thank you to someone. All right, what about the second word?
Thought.
Okay, thought is like think. Okay, can you please read the example sentence?
My family is always in my thoughts.
Okay, so he or she always thinks of his or her family. So what about the third word?
Both.
Okay, both. It means
it two. Means
the
two.
Same. Yeah, the same. Okay, so can you please read?
Both of the horses are male.
Horses.
Horses are male.
Okay, what about the next one? Sally.
Sally put both her feet in the hot spring.
Okay, and we have number four, the last word.
Seeker.
Curious. Can you say it one more time?
Curious.
Okay. Curious.
Curious.
Okay.
I asked a lot of questions because I'm always curious.
Curious. Okay, so curious, like you want to know about something. So you are, that means that you are curious. So we have here the other word. Okay, the word is petal. So petal, it means like this one here from the flower. So this is the petal, or basically the petals of the flower. Okay, do you have any questions so far?
No.
Okay, so now since we are done learning with the words, so now let's move on to the phrases. So here I have three. We have here the first one.
Somebody gets something wrong.
Okay. So example sentence.
I'm sorry that I got your mapping.
Meaning.
Wrong.
Okay. What about the next?
A, remember B, because B.
Verb. It's verb and ing.
Verb.
All right, so let's try to see the example sentence.
Amy remember his about her grandma teaching her Japanese.
Okay, so A is a person, subject, remembers her grandmother teaching her Japanese. And we have the last one.
Mixed up.
Okay.
Luna.
Laura.
Aurora. Always mix up rock and toy.
Okay, mix up, like combine together. So that's the meaning of the phrase mix up. So this time I have a question before we will proceed. What does Hazel say about plum and cherry blossom? Because she said something about the cherry blossom and the plum blossom.
B?
Letter B. They are her favorite flowers. Okay, so let's go back here. So here she talks about plum blossom for your favorite light. Actually, because she said her favorite is cherry blossom. But she also appreciate the question of Trevor. But according to her, that is just easy to mix up those flowers. They both have 5 petals and are white to light pink in color. So we have here, going back to the question.
Letter B.
Okay,
the
first are white and the second are pink. Okay, that's it. Very good. So now we will move on to the next. So we are not done yet because Trevor and Hazel are so talkative. They like to speak and to have a conversation. So this time, we will move on to the next part of their conversation. So this time, Hazel and Trevor are choosing flowers to send to someone. So they are looking for a flower or for some flowers that they are going to give it to someone. So this time, you will also Trevor and I will be again Hazel this time. So let's read. I'm thinking of sending someone. Okay, I'm Hazel. You three. Okay. I'm thinking of sending someone flowers.
Do you have a strong friendship with this person?
Yeah, she's a good friend and she's under a lot of pressure.
Don't consider giving her red coat.
Roses. Tulips
or tongue.
carnations.
Carnation them.
I know, red roses are for lovers. So according to Hazel, red roses are for lovers. How come the others are not good?
Red tomb,
tulip,
may, the some ascend as red rose. And red carnations are usually for mom on Mother's Day.
Okay, so red carnations are usually for moms on Mother's Day. I see. So, what do you suggest?
Lavender has a nice smell and it will help healing.
Calm. No L. Don't pronounce letter L. Yeah. Say calm. Okay.
Her down.
Oh, your favorite flower. So it's the best choice. Okay. So, like, Trevor suggested to Hazel that she will send flower to someone. So she will choose the lavender because according to Trevor, it has a nice smell and it helps someone calm down. Is it true, Tracy, that lavender has a good smell?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the smell is sweet or what? What's the smell?
Just,
like candy?
No.
And no? Like perfume?
Like tea.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I never seen this one here in the Philippines. So maybe, yeah, it's a different kind of flower here in the Philippines. Okay, next. So yeah, based from their conversation also, so they used like some words. So we have here the first one.
Then.
Okay.
Friendship. Oh, yeah. When did you send the email?
Okay, send is you're going to give something to someone or deliver something to someone or to somewhere. Next, number two.
Friendship. Your friendship is very important to me.
Okay. Tracy, do you have a lot of friends?
Yes.
In school? Okay, yes. So, you're really, or those friends, or those people are very important to you. Okay, next, number three.
Pressure.
Okay.
How much pressure do you have at work?
Okay, how much pressure do you have at work? And number four.
Consider.
Okay. Can you please read?
We are considering buying a house by the day.
Okay. So we are thinking or we are considering. So that's the meaning of that word. So next, let's move on to phrases. So we have here number one, how come plus the subject.
Because
S is subject. Subject plus
plus verb.
Okay. Example.
How come you are still here? I need to finish this before I can go home.
Okay, so next.
Clamp somebody down. This kind of music can't me down.
Okay. Like you, Tracy, what calms you down? If you listen to music or if you eat something?
If you sad or angry, you do something will be
what's that? Makes you happy? Makes you happy or what? yes.
Say nothing.
Okay, I see. All right. So next, let's try to read some examples here with the pronunciation, or it has a sound of the TH. Okay. We have here the first word.
Think.
Good.
We.
All right.
This.
Great job.
Them.
Good.
Other.
Amazing.
Mother.
Wonderful.
Sing.
Okay, next.
Birth.
Okay, good job.
Brother.
Excellent. Okay, so now we will have the last question. Which is true about Hazel's friend? So what's the name of, or who is the friend of Hazel again? Who is this handsome boy?
Hazel.
Boy Hazel? This one is Hazel. This one.
Trevor.
Okay. So which is true about Trevor, or basically Hazel's friend? A, B, C, D.
Letter B.
She's super strong and friendly. Okay. So strong, based from his buddy. So strong and friendly. Okay. All right. So because letter A is a no. Oh. Letter C, she gives a no. She has many words, a no. So it's letter B. She is super strong and also a friendly person. Okay. So anyway, so since it's already time, Tracy, so hopefully you are going to remember those words and also those flowers that we talked about, the kinds of flowers that we talked about this afternoon. So do you have any questions so far?
No.
No. So Tracy, since it's already time, so teacher Erna will say goodbye to you now, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and hopefully you will have a nice day. See you again next time, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.